We are live. My birth suit fills the odor of the ring, tiptoeing on the surface of my African skin. The odor is busy dissolving with the appearing of the sun. Like African child that I am, I try to gather as much beads as possible to indulge in this festivity, but they are trapped in the cousin of death. Black African child that I am, Black African child that I am, Black African child that I am, Black African child that I am. My black skin defines who I am. It represents my ancestors, laying out the footsteps I'm supposed to follow. My enormous lips sucking on a cup filled with inner peace to quench this thirst. These stretch marks run down my big hips. These cracks on my heels are proof of my walk through this life. Black African child that I am. I sit alone by my window and feel this glorious moment all by myself. I feel like sharing it with as much as possible. Maybe then the humanity in this country will be restored. Maybe this will unite us once more. Wake up, South Africa. Don't smell the roses. Don't smell the coffee. Smell the aroma of Earth's glory. Maybe this will unite us once more. My heart wishes to burst with petals and blossoms and blossoms and blossoms and blossoms and blossoms and blossoms. Black African child that I am, Black African child that I am, Black African child that I am, Black African child that I am. A black woman filled with love and strength. A black woman made out of moonlight and magic. Your name is engraved in the palm of God's hand, and you are more worthy than silver and gold, made out of chunks of strength and endurance. We were made from the same tree, just on different branches. Black African child that I am. I am the explosions of my ancestors. Black roots running as deep as the enemy. Black child, black excellence, black African child, black child, we are alive. Black child, we are alive. Come on now, we are black, we are proud, we are alive.